I would invite you to please be seated, and I'd like to invite Lorianne and Tony to come forward and share with us some of what's been happening over the last year.
Good morning. It's good to be back. I want to thank all of you who've been praying for us during our last 18 months. We've needed every prayer, and we have definitely felt it, especially when we were with the kids and teaching and when I was sick, and I'm a lot better now. Thank you for praying. So when I was sent off from St. Paul's, or we were sent off from St. Paul's, at the 11 o'clock service, Lorna had prayed from the pulpit the first verse of Isaiah 54, where it talks about, "Blessed is the woman who has not given birth to natural children, for she shall have more children than the woman who has had natural children." That's a paraphrase, but basically it came down to me becoming a spiritual mom, which I always known would happen at some time. And wow, did these kids ever catch both of our hearts. They call me mom. We expected to have them call us Oma and Opa, Grandma and Grandpa, but they call me mom. Some call me Tunny, which is aunt, and for Tony, they call him Uncle Tony.
So one of our main ministries has been to children. I'm talking teenagers and children from seven up. But fairly early on, when we got to Worcester, I went in with a man called Pastor Fuller, a Nigerian missionary who holds three evenings a week with about 70 children. And one of those children is on the screen there. Her name is Rita. And I was just touched by her shirt, because it really says it all. Who actually cares? I had a conversation later with an insurance manager who sold us our car insurance, and he said, "Why are you here?" And we said, "Because we've come to work partly with the children." He said, "Why would anyone do that?" Which I thought gives an indication of the separation between, shall we say, the main, fairly well-to-do, mainly white population and the blacks and the browns in the townships. Sarita, by the way, is a highly talented young girl. She can do simultaneous translation for any length of time you like.
And while we work, we actually live in a country with 11 official languages, and we call them many different communities within one country. So one township would be, say, the Xhosa Black Tribe and the Zimbabweans, which we also work with in our school. But we mainly work with the Browns, who are mixed race, who basically have a very old heritage past the 1600s. And they are very creative, but they don't always know who they are in identity. And when they're in the townships, they are so poor. They are basically a fatherless generation, and there's a lot of single moms. And the single moms can just barely make ends meet, often can't make ends meet, so the children go hungry. And there is a family or baby bonus, so to speak, that comes once a month. And sometimes, because the mother is so stressed, she'll go and spend it on cheap wine. So our kids end up calling us and saying, "Can you help? Do you have any extra bread?" Or what have you. Well, bread to them is sandwiches. And whenever they come to us on Saturdays and see us at other times, they're always like, "Do you have sandwiches? Do you have this? Do you have that?" And they always eat us out of house and home, but the food there isn't all that expensive, so we don't mind. And so our next child is Jamelia, who is actually one of my favorites. I can tell you that, but I wouldn't say that to her. She is very stable. She, some of the girls tend to take things from our place, but she never does. She always asks. She's very, very sweet. She always asks how I am and gives me hugs and kisses. And although she does ask for help, she asks for help more than the others, she really does need it. We helped her and her family have a Christmas because they had no Christmas food. And even before we came here, she was writing her homework in her brother's workbook. So she asked us for 100 rands, which is like $9, for her own workbooks. And we prayed about it, and yes, we should do this. but she is the sweetest girl.
Now, on the left here, you see Chantel. Chantel's about 14, and she is sitting teaching a group of 8 to 10-year-olds in her backyard. Now, we have trained Chantel and another 8 girls to be able to do this. They teach in Afrikaans. We don't speak much Afrikaans, although we are trying. And so that's been an interesting challenge for us. And a couple of things about Chantel. She loves to pretend she's driving my car, which is a 2004 Mercedes C150, and goes over the very rough roads in the townships without any problem at all, and carries about 8 children. And Chantel, the trouble with the car is that the indicator does not cancel. So she's always there to cancel the indicator whenever I turn left or right or whatever. She's there. And if she's in the back seat, she's saying, "Tony, indicator." Chantel is a very special person. And she told us later that she came to faith on the very first of the training sessions that we had to train them how to do this particular ministry with Mailbox Club material.
She's also the one who calls me Mummy. The other kids call me Yella. So the, Jamelia is also, other than being dependable, she is an amazing teacher. She has run 2 mailbox clubs so far, one that wrapped up shortly before we left, and a brand new one. She and another girl, Bella, insisted on running their little Bible studies while we were away, and there's been no problems whatsoever.
Now, this is a young man called Kanyo. He's now 11. We taught him for about 6 months when we teach in a small school called Masterpiece Academy. And the children tend to be children who have dropped behind at their regular schools. And our job is to give them much more one-on-one teaching. I taught Kanyo science and music, and Lorianne taught him art. He's as charming as he looks. And he left us after, was it a whole year we were teaching Kanyo? And he went back to Worcester Primary School, which is a great Christian school in Worcester, and he's doing very, very well. But if I ran into Kanyo any day for the rest of my life, I would just give him a great big hug.
He was also a good artist. So our next child is Umpo.
No, they're slightly out of order.
Oh, okay.
Talk about Chantel.
Okay, Chantel, the cheeky one who likes to drive, the one who calls me Mummy. She loves to message us on Facebook Messenger, and sometimes she's a little cheeky about what she asks, but she has a wonderful spirit in her faith, and she loves us.
In the music class that I try and give them, these children in this particular class were as young as 5 and 8-year-olds. Now, you can't teach 5-year-olds to play many musical instruments one session a week. What I really wanted to try and encourage them to do was to appreciate different kinds of music. And one of the ways I did that was we actually got them to compose a tune. I would say, "How about this note to start?" And then I'd play another. "Do you like that one next or this one?" And we would end up with a whole tune. And we recorded this and we put it on multi-track computer files. And here's Paula, just having recorded the triangle part in that tune. She's looking through it. Paula's a fun girl, and right behind her is Seth. They're both about 5 years old. But just to illustrate, one day I heard Seth saying, "I don't want to live. I don't want to live." And I said to Seth, "What do you mean you don't want to live?" And he said, "I'm so boring." I said, "Seth, you're anything but boring." He really is. He's never a dull moment. Someone in his family probably had told him he was a boring child. How to curse your children. And many of the children there have had this from parents and uncles and aunts and everybody else. And if you want to say one thing that we try and do is to give them encouragement to counter the cursing.
Not only do we encourage them, but the kids love to climb up in my lap, especially the youngest one, Deliverance, and they hug and kiss me, and I hug and kiss them back, something they were not allowed to do here. But they really do need it. They love to sing. They love to dance, especially with Paula and Seth. They might start doing ballroom dancing when Tony's doing music. It's hilarious to watch them, and they're just as amazing in art. So the next one is Oompo, who we also taught for a year last year. He has ADHD, but is incredibly funny and is such a gentleman. He always is very sensitive. He remembers people's names, even after he hasn't seen them for months. And I would always teach him, examine him for his his tests orally, because he couldn't write properly. And he remembered far more about art history than I expected. It was amazing. But he would really make us laugh. And so one particular time, he did not take his ADHD meds. In fact, his mom took them off them, which made him more difficult to work with. But one time he took off his school uniform and was prancing around in his pajamas. And his mom asked me, "Why is he in his pajamas?" I'm like, "Good question."
One of the members of the class is called Deliverance. We think this is because when he was christened and they registered his name, they weren't quite sure how to spell Deliverance. And that happens quite often, and now he's stuck with Deliverance for the rest of his life. Now, Deliverance at 5 finds it difficult to draw or write on paper. But one day he went up to the whiteboard and he drew this. It's a great picture of a lion, actually the Lion of Judah. And we realized at that point that some children, when they're very young, you should give them a big whiteboard to draw on, and they'll work wonders with it. We'll show you a picture of Deliverance a little bit later.
Oh, yes. With the kids, I started doing my coloring book type drawings, and you can see the drawing on the altar, which is actually for sale for $50 each as reproductions. I turned these drawings that I've been doing into just line drawings before filling them in with color, and the children love to color them. We first started with the farm kids, who were rough and ready, and some of them have fetal alcohol syndrome, very, very disruptive. The only thing that would quiet them down was coloring my drawings. It was amazing. And then we tried this with so many other kids in the school, in different churches, in different townships. We went into Worcester Primary. We went everywhere. The kids loved them. Of course, they were created within the context of worship, and I shared with the kids that when they are coloring, they are also worshiping Jesus.
Now, this is our last slide. This is Deliverance. And this is when I first noticed what he was doing on the whiteboard. I hope the message you're getting here is that these children are wonderful. They're gorgeous. They're lovely. They have such hearts. And for us, it's just pure joy to teach them things that they probably wouldn't learn for quite a few years after that in a regular school. Give them a little nudge, because education is the key to getting them out of the gutter, literally, in many cases, into the world where they can make something of their lives. And they know that, and they are very good students.
So thank you very much for praying for us. We look forward to being back with our kids when we're back.
Just want to take this opportunity and say thank you for sharing some of those stories. I am always amazed. They set off almost 2 years ago, and they had 5 or 6 things that they were going to do, and you start reading their blog and you realize that you ended up changing a lot of those and following where God led you. And I thank you for your faithfulness. It's been a blessing to follow. I know we have a lot of grandparents here, and I want a resource that can help. So I have a USB stick in my hand that's available from Lorianne for $25 that has a number of the pictures for the coloring and all the rest of it, along with the framework that they've been using for some education and all the rest. So I commend it to you. Also, Tony and Lorianne will be available at the end. And even if you just want to sign up for their email list, then you can keep up with them as they're heading back in a couple more weeks, and support them through continued prayer.